Now remember, if they have leftover turkey, put some in a bag and bring it home, okay?
It is a ritual that has been practiced secretly for generations. An act so disturbing, it is performed only under the cloak of darkness. It is the horror feared all across America.
Matt the Cat! Lord have mercy, baby! Flippity flip flop to the drippity drip drop, and it just won't snippity snip stop. I'm your furry leader, Matt the Cat, welcoming you, cats and kittens, prowlers all across the world, to another brand new Friday Night Cat Fight podcast. I hope you had a wonderful and plentiful Thanksgiving. Are you ready for some great rock and roll and rhythm and blues? I sure am, so let's get right into this week's Friday Night Cat Fight podcast. I'm going to play two songs back to back, and I want you to listen to them in their entirety, baby. Let the music just wash all over you. And when you've done listening to both of the songs in their entirety, decide for yourself which one of the two songs you truly dig the most. Then go back to FridayNightCatFight.com and vote in the Cat Fight poll. Tell me, tell your fellow prowlers which one you truly dig the most by voting in the poll. And that's how we play Friday Night Cat Fight. Are you ready to get started? Here we go, baby, with a rhythm and blues and rock and roll classic from the mid-1960s. This week's song is Go Now, which was originally recorded by Bessie Banks and released in February of 1964. It was produced by Jerry Lieber and Mike Stoller, and they released it on their Tiger label. Now, Bessie was born in North Carolina, but she was raised in Brooklyn. And in the 1950s, she sang with her boyfriend Larry Banks' group, The Four Fellows. Well, Larry and her got married, and they started writing and auditioning songs together. They took three songs to Lieber and Stoller. Bessie sang on the first two, and Larry sang lead on the third song they auditioned, and that song was Go Now. Lieber and Stoller dug that tune so much, but they wanted Bessie to sing it. So she did, they released it, and it hit the top 40 on the Cashbox chart, but failed to chart on the Billboard Hot 100. The song got around, though. So much so that a rhythm and blues group from Birmingham, England, called the Moody Blues, released it in February of 1965 on Decca Records. This was their second release for Decca, and man, was it a smash, hitting number one in the UK and number 10 on the Billboard Hot 100 here stateside. Now, the Moody Blues were heavy into rhythm and blues and couldn't get enough of American R&B. Denny Lane was the original lead singer of the group, and he remained with the Moody Blues until summer of 1966. He left the group because after Go Now, they failed to have any more chart hits. He was promptly replaced by Justin Hayward, and the Moody Blues took a different sound direction. They started recording more psychedelic and moody rock music, which climaxed in 1967 when they put out Nights in White Satin, a song that fell flat when it was first released and didn't become a huge hit until the early 70s when it was re-released. Alright, so this week's Friday Night Cat Fight is Go Now. We're going to start with Bessie Banks' original version, then we're going to move into the Moody Blues hit version of the tune. Listen to them both, cats and kittens, and decide for yourself which one you truly dig the most. Then go back to FridayNightCatFight.com and voice your choice and vote. And now, the soulful ballad, Go Now.
We've already said goodbye. And since you gotta go, boy, you had better go now. Go now, go now. Tell you no.
darling, 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 darling. I'm still in love with you now. We've already said.
And kittens, which one did you truly dig the most? The first version by Bessie Banks or the second version from Birmingham, England's own Moody Blues? go back to my website, FridayNightCatFight.com, voice your choice, and vote for the one you truly dig the most. Hope you enjoyed this week's Friday Night Catfight. Hope you're having a wonderful Thanksgiving weekend. And to keep in that Thanksgiving spirit, I want you to turkey trot back over to your fridge and get that leftover turkey and all them trimmings, baby. Because you're going to be eating turkey for quite a while. At least I know Cross Country Kelly and I are going to be eating turkey for quite a while. So let's go back to February of 1963, a top 20 record released on the Dimension label. Here's Little Eva Board, baby. Let's turkey trot. Have a great Thanksgiving weekend, and I'll catch you on the flip side next week for a brand new Friday Night Catfight. And I'm posting the Night Prowl Christmas show from 2007, the last year I did a Christmas show, thanks to Rockin' Rick and Judy, who recorded the show back in 2007. I've got it for you, and I'm going to start putting it up on the weekly email newsletter. So if you haven't subscribed to the newsletter, do so at my website, mattthecat.com. The bottom of the page, there's a form to fill out to subscribe to the weekly email newsletter, and you can have for free the 2007 Night Prowl Christmas show, all right? That'll get you in the spirit, baby. Get the nog and the meg flowing. All right, that's going to wrap it up, baby. Let's hear Little Eva. Have a great weekend. I'll catch y'all on the flip side.
Come on, let's turkey trot.
Giving thanks. Ugh.